North Carolina author-illustrator Clay Carmichael set the children's book world abuzz in 2009 with her debut novel, Wild Things. The book won scores of awards and plaudits and was frequently called a strong contender for the 2010 Newbery Medal. Carmichael, who lives in Carrboro, shares some of the story behind the story of Wild Things.
It's about a young girl named Zoe who's just lost her mom. And she comes to live with her never-seen-before sculptor uncle, Henry. And they try to make a family for Zoe, and she needs to learn to trust.
And whence the title?
There are a lot of wild things in the book. There's Zoe's kind of wild personality. And there's a wild cat. There's a wild boy who lives in the nearby woods. And there's a wild white deer. And also, the wild boy calls her Uncle Henry's sculptures wild things because they spin in the wind. They're kinetic.
Carmichael pulled a number of the story's unusual details from her own life.
Well, my husband's a sculptor. And also, the cat in the book, who also needs to learn to trust, he's feral and lives unbeknownst to Uncle Henry in Uncle Henry's front yard. He was modeled on my own feral cat. Mr. Kamir, he came to live with me, and it took a long time for him to trust me, and he learns to trust Zoe in the book, which teaches her something she needs to learn about trust.
Trust, a theme at the heart of Carmichael's book, doesn't come easy for young Zoe.
I think trust is a hard thing no matter what age you are, and so I think especially when a child like Zoe, who's been beaten up by the world, her mother has not been a good mother, and the adults in her life have been pretty feckless, definitely undependable. So she's practically raised herself, and she's suspicious of everything and everybody around her. So she needs to learn how to trust other people. And I also think how to trust herself.
Clay Carmichael is the author and illustrator of three books for younger children, too. Learn more about her and her work at www.claycarmichael.com.